Happy birthday, Gary. Happy birthday, Gary. Happy birthday, nobody cares.
Birthday!
Uh-huh. Yeah!
Yeah, I like
Tony W.
S-O-B-B-B ain't gonna get no presents.
What?
From Sean, Brad, or me.
Holy shit, guys, what is that in the sky?
Oh my god.
I am the eye in the sky, looking at you. I can read your mind.
Oh, man.
I am the maker of rules, dealing with fools.
I can read your mind.
And I don't need to kill any hordes to know that I can read.
Cheat you blind.
I don't know the song, dude.
Cheat you blind.
I listen to the intro guitar part and then I turn the station. Because after that cool guitar thing, the song goes in the L crapper.
In the L shithole.
We're not cursing this film.
Start over. We're not cursing?
No.
No cursing.
Really? We're trying to get back on iTunes. You can't curse.
That's not how it works.
Oh, I forgot.
La
we need
la
a new
la.
RSS.
Whatever. La la la. Have you heard that song?
No.
Oh, it gives you queer bumps as soon as it comes on. It's like one of those just horrible. It's just a horrible song.
Where would you hear some kind of song?
On the radio, of course.
The radio.
Oh man, I want ice cream. Why aren't we eating ice cream right now?
Sonic Run.
I don't know.
I love ice cream,
guys.
I effing love ice cream.
We're
not swearing?
Oh, I mean, I'm not.
Let's try to not swear.
Okay. I'm not going to do it.
Let's see how far we get trying to not swear.
Okay, we're at 66 measures now.
Starting at 60, from 66 measures on.
We will try
let's
not
try
to...
and not.
And be serious. Don't make it into a joke.
No. Guys, don't try to be funny.
Can we be funny without cursing?
Pretend like this is a corporate juggernaut and just don't be funny.
Oh, is theirs not funny?
No, it's funny.
I haven't
it's
listened funny. To it.
They ripped us off. Guys, look, when I first invented podcasting,
yeah,
if I had any idea that people were going to rip off our formula.
Are they hacking us?
They ripped off our not only our podcast formula, but our Ultimate Comedy formula.
They ripped everything that we've done on us.
Are they hacking us?
Yeah, they're hacking us.
Of course they are.
They're hacking us.
They've got three guys.
Am I the Gary Fletcher?
Well.
They got three guys.
They got three guys. Two of them are funny. Mm-hmm. One's, you know, not.
One's.
Just like us. And
Jr.
they've and got
is Sean of, John Thornton Jr.
instead
Jr.
of
Jr.
Sean, I'm the not funny
Sean
one
John
on this show.
Who are you? Are you James Austin Johnson or Gary?
Ooh, I'm Gary.
No, I want to be Gary. He's so good looking. It's so funny. He's everything I want.
I'd rather be James Austin Johnson than
you would.
John. But yeah. I'd rather be Gary most of all.
I'll
Have you
John.
Seen his girlfriend?
No. See,
if I was Gary, I could fuck Liz in the butthole.
You swore.
Shit. I'm sorry.
Brad, we're trying to be...
All right, start over.
You were trying.
I was. I just forgot.
Did you forget?
I forgot.
How mad would you be if
You're
I really started over?
You're not doing very good at this.
Okay, don't start over.
All right, Corporate
okay.
Juggernaut. Check it out at www.
Corporate Juggernaut is great. Check it out. It's pretty funny.
Check it out at www.corporatejagerbomb.com.
Our friends, the only one that we haven't had on this podcast is John Thornton Jr.
And we never
Maybe
will.
Next time.
We never will. Uninvited.
Yeah.
If I wrote a book, I would call it The Bible.
Yeah,
because there's no copyright on that. I mean, you don't.
Oh, I guarantee you, some Jew will sue you.
Well, you face that threat every time you walk outside.
Swearing?
No.
Okay.
If he swore,
did I say Jew? I'm sorry.
Jew is not. You're allowed to say Jew. You're just not allowed to say you effing Jew.
You're not Jewish.
Half Jewish. I'm half Jewish.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
You're lying.
No.
You're lying.
My dad is Jewish. If my mom were Jewish, I'd be Jewish.
There you go.
It's not true.
It's matriarchal.
It's not true.
It's not patriarchal.
It's matriarchal. No, he's right. I heard that in a David Crump bit.
I'm actually a Jew for Jesus. So
none of that is true.
You're a liar.
You're a liar.
Hey, guys.
Why are you lying?
Listen, look how mad
he's
we get.
He's lying.
I know, Sean. I know he's a liar. But look how mad we get when we don't get to cuss and let that steam out.
All right, we can cuss.
No,
we're not cussing.
Right.
We're not doing it.
I won't.
I want you guys to tell me some things.
All right, yeah, listen up.
Like what?
I can't say this word. Can I say the word jackass?
Yeah, that's not.
We have.
Oh my god. Yeah, but when you were gone,
big time.
You were gone. I went on vacation,
England.
We recorded a podcast with James Austin Johnson from the hit podcast
Corporate Juggernaut.
And we were talking about how it's funny that no one from Jackass has died.
Yeah.
And then like a week later.
Guess what?
Somebody from Jackass died.
Our fault.
I guess.
Yeah. But and he died in a spectacular way.
Yeah. In like, kind of a reckless.
And that's what we were saying. We were like, with their lifestyle, we're surprised nobody's died.
I had assumed that one of them would die doing a stunt or something. Yeah. Which I think, I mean, how long did you say the streak, the skid marks?
I heard there was. Oh yeah, they said that
like
there 100
was like 100 yards. There's nothing left of the car.
Yeah.
Mm.
So based on that theory,
it was hot rodding.
Isn't it weird that none of the Spice Girls have ever died?
Oh no! Wow. Don't say that. I don't want the Spice Girls to die. Michael Bay has never died. That's what I said on Sean's Facebook. I was like, let's start killing people. So I was like, isn't it weird how Michael Bay is still alive?
Isn't it weird that no one on the Corporate Juggernaut podcast has died?
None of them has died, especially Gary.
Yeah, Gary hasn't died.
Especially Gary, and his girlfriend has never been left to be consoled in her bottom hole.
All right, let's just say Gary
her
dies.
Hole.
Let's say Gary dies. What are the odds of...
Gary dies, and in my mind...
You're, like, next in line, right?
No, in my mind, there's a guy holding a stopwatch, and click, it starts. And it's like, let's see.
Is it 60 minutes later? Is that what
it is? It is, like, how long does it take?
And here's Brad's rationale, like, okay, I'm funny. Gary's funny.
I've got shirts like Gary's
Yeah, you got.
Got
shirts like Gary. You...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've sexed girls as hot as Liz, right?
No.
Come on.
Probably.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
I get around.
You're loose.
He sexes a lot of women.
You do a lot of nasty sexes.
I do. Oh, boy, did I get in trouble today. I got whatevered.
Oh, by who?
By a girl.
Which one?
Chick-fil-A chick?
The one you hate.
Oh, good.
So that may be...
She's
vile.
The thing is...
What's the thing?
Think about this girl. She just infringed on my life. It's all right if she ruins his life, but she's... She comes to the coffee shop in the morning.
Actually, more than one of them goes to your coffee shop.
That's true.
One of them who you like.
Yes.
Don't worry, they're not.
We're not talking about you.
Not the nice one, though.
The awful one. About it is that she's friends with all of my least favorite customers. Like, she'll start talking. Like, there's this mean old guy who has only tipped once ever. He threw a nickel and he broke our tip jar. Like, as some sort of, like, magic.
That's like, the worst way to tip.
I know. He, like, tossed it in hard enough that it shattered the bot. Like, it broke off the bottom of the...
Can I say JC?
JC?
Is that swearing? I guess that is sort of swearing.
JC?
JC. You can say Jay-Z.
Jay-Z?
Jay-Z.
Jay-Z.
Well, anyway, I'm sorry. She may not be around anymore. I like her.
Whatever.
She knew the deal.
What's the deal? I don't know the deal.
I'm just... You know what?
FWB?
Right now, at this point in my life.
Friends with benefits? Is that what it was?
I'm at this point in my life, I'm just dating some people. That's it. Okay. I don't have a girlfriend. I don't want to belong to anybody. No. I don't want to be responsible for anyone's feelings.
You're a free bird.
And everybody knows you can't change me.
Yeah.
I'm like Chad Ryden's act.
Try and put a ring on your finger. You can't change me. Walk up to you and put a ring on your finger.
What am I going to do?
You're going to fly away.
I'm fly away up into the sky where there's an eye.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Anyway, I love everybody. Everybody's great. I can't make anyone happy.
So she wanted you to commit, like, just from going out with her a few times?
I don't know what she wanted. She said she didn't, and she's not even here. She's, like, in another state, so it doesn't even matter. But...
Yeah, I don't understand dating.
It's hard to do.
Yeah.
You know, it's really hard.
What?
Dating out of state.
I can't make anybody happy. Anyway,
I thought you were going to...
At this point in the time, she whatevered me, and I'm like, all right, well, you're obviously not cool with the way things are, so if you want to not be friends, we can not
It all depends, Chad. Brad. Brad, it all depends. If someone whatevers you, then you know what? Then whatever.
Yeah.
Then just do whatever.
I did.
If whatever...
She knew whatever was the deal. Everybody knows. I didn't... Yeah.
It could be great. It's what you make of it.
He's
Why do you take it negative?
For our listeners, Mark was really close to Brad.
He was like a few inches
away. I was in his personal space.
I liked it, though.
Space Invader. There's a band called Shark Attack that has a space song called Space Invader. It's about people who get up in your personal space. Check out Shark Attack on iTunes.
I was at the bank making a deposit.
Oh. Burr, burr, burr.
If you know what I mean. Yeah. Probably texting 8 chicks because I'm a player. Yeah, and honey, if you're listening
$40
right
check
now,
going
I'm a player.
In.
I play. What I do.
That was my watch.
I'm at a bank, and there's a beautiful girl, right?
Tell
a beautiful
her about
African-American
it. Tell her.
Business lady.
Yes.
Whoa. Walks by me. She's not in the line. She's at the side of the bank, and she walks, I guess, from one department to the other.
Is that what she did?
And she rips a fart.
Nice.
There was no denying it.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
And just walked on by.
Bank fart.
Beautiful girl farting.
She owes you.
Maybe you already know my theory about this.
What?
I don't think men and women should
fart
each
other?
Anywhere near each other.
No.
Well,
if you can avoid it.
I 100% agree with that.
If you can avoid it. I know you're married,
try
so it doesn't
married
matter.
Try being married for 20 years.
You're married, so
try that.
You don't have to.
Try that. Try that on for size. Try being married for 20 years. Try that.
You don't have to get.
If
try
like,
that.
If you're like almost asleep and you're 40% sure that they're also asleep, you can do a, you know. Kind of in the bed where you're falling asleep, kind of a...
Just
grab your butt cheek and let it out easy.
Yeah.
You know?
I say just
I can say butt, right?
Yeah, but not butt cheek.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, you know what you can say. It's your podcast.
It is. You're right.
There's nothing wrong with farting.
It's whatever.
I don't want women to start thinking that it's funny.
I don't want them to
think that that's a funny thing.
No, I don't want them
it's
to think
funny.
Has her a bunch of prudes.
I don't want them
it's
to pee with me when I'm taking a, when I'm in a shower.
Oh.
I'm taking a shower and they use the toilet. You ever had that happen?
Try being married for 20 years.
Look, I don't want to.
Does that happen?
There's no boundaries.
I'll never be married for 20 years because
I
can't commit.
Yeah, you're right.
You've got 3 bathrooms in this house, don't you?
That's unnecessary.
It's waste.
That's like going out of your way to pee in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Oh, well, maybe. Okay.
But yeah, when I dated Kendra, she would
she's
be like,
harder.
"Why are you locking the door?" I don't know. I just lock the door when
what?
I go to the
yeah.
bathroom.
You lock you lock other people's doors.
I don't know. Yeah, I lock all doors.
You had siblings, yes.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
If you have siblings, you lock doors.
And even to this day, when I go to my parents' house, I lock my door because you never know when your mom's going to walk in with towels. And
it's just a good habit to be in.
Yeah, I don't
lock
it here.
You don't lock the door here?
No.
I lock the door everywhere, always, no matter what.
Yeah, always lock the door.
I always lock the door.
And
hey,
guys,
try being married for 20 years. These things don't matter anymore.
Your wrist doesn't even work anymore. You can't even turn it enough to make a lock.
I could take a dump in a potpourri dish if I had to.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Prove it.
Oh. Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
Darn.
You owe me so many Cokes.
Yeah, you're jinxed.
I cursed.
That's not bad, though.
Damn,
you can just say that one on TV.
Guys, can we say things you can say on TV? Because you can say lots of stuff.
Yeah,
on TV.
Well, no, I take it back.
All right.
Just the 7 deadly curses.
Why don't you think we have...
Because we're gay.
MTV or VH1... type of things anymore. Why don't we have... I mean, is it really the... Really? Not like MTV?
You gotta go to those weird stations like 105 and...
Well, there's
like
shows
VH1.
That just play soccer all day, but I mean, like, MTV was an important thing when we were...
Well, yeah.
And I know we're like 3 different generations, but like, at least for...
Well, I was there when it came on. I was a teenager.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It was huge for me. But you know who it wasn't huge for? People who are your age now.
Yeah.
Probably didn't really care.
No, I cared.
Yeah,
I mean, maybe not for Sean.
If
Sean's
I was 41 when MTV came on, now I wouldn't care.
Well,
but I was 14.
No, I remember.
Well, I remember Thriller, and
when I was in high school is about the time MTV started being less about music videos and more about
it was all videos all through high school for me.
I know, and that was great.
And college,
yeah.
Maybe we talked about that. Maybe we talked about it because I remember
there is a VH1. There is an MTV.
Yeah, but they
we're
play
not
like,
into it.
Oh.
There's something. There is that.
Well, I know
for people
but,
who are that age, it's happening.
Is
for
there?
Them. It's
there's
like
music videos.
It's
the only, last video.
I'm just saying, not necessarily videos, but whatever that is.
Yeah.
that we felt. It's some just kid is feeling that about something. Yeah, like YouTube.
Well, right, or, about a thing, but I'm just current, saying like
Channel 108 current on your Comcast Xfinity box.
All right. I guess I'm not explaining myself. Sean?
Yeah?
Sean, shut up.
When you were a kid, little kid, yeah. Tell me about your best friend.
Let me tell you
my
about
best friend
best
when I was a little
friend.
Kid.
Your best schoolmate. Anyone who comes to mind.
Oh, man. Who was my best friend when I was a little kid?
Did you have friends?
No.
Maybe not.
It can be imaginary.
Yeah? I remember...
It's going to be.
It could be imaginary.
Mark's in my space.
I remember...
He hates my feet so bad. He's not going to come.
Oh, your feet are fine.
Look how huge your dick is.
I'm sorry.
Ah, damn it. Ah!
You
make it. It's a fair observation. It's a fair observation.
When you're faced with that... No, it's big.
You're not doing a great job of this.
I'm not doing very
good. When I was a little kid... I remember when I lived in Delaware...
Delahoo?
This was when I was really young.
Delawin?
I had a black friend.
Della, please.
I had a black Delarice. Did you say that yet? I had a black.
Delarice.
I had a black.
Della Fitzgerald.
I had a black friend.
Della Story here, kid. Della Story.
You mother.
Delicatessen.
Guys. Well, if you don't care, why did you ask me? Try being married for 20 years, guys.
Guys, seriously, try it. You'll like it.
Give it a try. You had a black friend?
I did. And
Delaware.
I tried to do a bit about this, but it never worked. But he was the only guy in our neighborhood who had a pool, which I always thought really...
You told me this.
Yeah, I always thought it was really surprising.
I think we talked about it on the podcast.
Did we already?
I think so.
All right. Well, that's the end of it. He was my friend, I think. I used to hang out at his house.
You don't even know his name. What was his name?
I don't know. Jerome?
Delamont.
Black
that was your best friend?
Delamonte?
I don't remember lots of people's names. I remember my
Your first best friend?
How did
you
would
know
say
that? This is
like
my best friend?
Brad asked me that. I'll tell it in 1 second.
I know.
Like Rich Duel was my
Rich
best
Stool.
Rich Duel.
He was a real party pooper, wasn't he?
That was my best friend in middle school.
Well, what about him?
He liked hockey. He's a big hockey fan.
Yeah,
liked to play.
What did you
hockey.
Guys do? I mean, what were you like? Tell me.
We would
story.
Sit around and. Play That's What She Said a lot, and I have specific memories of just crying with laughter from That's What She Said, thinking it was the greatest thing that ever happened to me when I discovered it. I was,
yeah,
this is amazing. Somebody just says something, and then you say That's What She Said, and then it would just like sort of crest into these waves of That's What She Said, just more and more right. That's What She Said's atop other That's What
so
She Said.
So just one of you is setting... Up, That's What She Said, and the other one's saying
no,
that's what
just
she said.
Back and forth. Just oh man, you really got that was a great one, you know. Just other nonsense. I don't know. I'm sorry, guys.
Let's play it right now. Mark, you and I will play.
Okay,
That's What She Said.
You gotta say something first.
I did. I said, Mark, you and I will play, and that's what she said.
Are those socks? Or are you happy to see me?
That's what Sean said.
Hey, wait a minute.
Is that a Auberger or something?
Guys, stop it.
That's what she said.
Ah, come on.
That's what she said.
You're starting to hurt my feelings.
That's what she said.
Do you guys have any of the big ones in stock?
That's what she said.
That's what she said. This isn't very fun.
No,
I was in middle school. I'm not
in
claiming.
In middle school, you weren't.
My
that's
middle
what
school
she said.
Is way better than that.
That's what she said.
Who was your best friend in middle school?
My best friend growing up?
Yeah.
It was Mike Dold.
You didn't know that? Black?
No, he's white.
White guy.
When we first met, we didn't like each other. We used to fight.
Ooh.
We were real little.
Physically?
Physically, yeah. Oh, yeah. Fist fights.
Oh.
But then I was on my way to school, and I saw him coming. I was like, oh, I'm going to get into a fight. And he had a piece of paper.
Yeah.
And he said, we have to be friends. I was like, why? He goes, we're on the same t-ball team.
Oh.
So then we were best friends ever since. So go camping with his family.
Really?
Yeah, I'd go to his house. He was allowed to watch rated R movies.
Whoa.
That's always
fun.
You could
fun.
Do anything you wanted at his house.
That
you could
disproves...
eat anything, drink anything.
Oh,
it's like
I lived at that kid's house.
Oh, that was
like
great.
It's the best.
It's like coming to Mark's house.
Oh, Mark's house
better.
Is awesome. Any kind of water. Any kind of water you want.
Publix, MAPCO, tap, filtered.
I've been over here with people, and Mark's giving them alcohol.
Well, yeah. I have a nice...
I mean, if we drank, he would let us have some of his alcohol, probably.
I always keep a nice single barrel bourbon and some Grey Goose in the house at all times.
A classy guy.
Bottle of wine.
When I was a little kid, my first best friend I recall was Jeremy Miller. And the only really memory I guess his mom and my mom were friends, and that's how we were friends when we were little. And my first memory of having a best friend was like we were... For some reason, there was a tent. We set up a tent in the yard.
Sure.
We weren't camping, but there was like a tent in the yard. And it was summertime. We were like spraying each other with a hose. And at one point, he pressed his face. You know, I have like the mesh. He pressed his face on in the window, and I sprayed him in the face with the hose.
Yeah.
And he got really mad. And that's all I remember.
You know what? Me and Mike Dole, we used to play a lot of games.
Mm-hmm.
Funny stuff, but... This one, I think, actually helped me be funny.
Mm-hmm.
But remember when you used to have TV guides?
Mm-hmm.
We'd take TV guide.
Yeah.
And would you take turns. Like, I hand it to you, hand it to me. You had to open it up. You had to go page by page.
Yeah.
And you had to read a TV show, make the other person laugh by reading the TV show.
Oh.
So you'd be just like, you know.
It's a good exercise.
Or movies. You'd be like, okay, you know, BJ and the Bear, A-Team. Crosswits.
Uh-huh.
I always get them on Crosswits.
Crosswits.
It's a game show.
That sounds like a great show.
Oh, you were just...
You'd have to just read shows and then make him... say a show in a funny way to make the other person laugh. And you had to do it until you made that person laugh. Then it was the other person's turn.
Oh man.
Wow, that sounds...
Greatest. Why the greatest we, one. And I thought he was making it up.
Were you allowed to say that's what she said?
That wasn't invented yet. Okay. This was probably in the late 70s we started doing this.
Okay.
But
gross.
He got me because I thought he was lying.
Try being married for 20 years.
He said, under the yum yum tree. And I just laughed so hard. And it was really a thing, under the yum yum tree.
He just lucked out.
He
man.
Killed me.
All the fans at home are like Googling that to see
that's a real
how
thing.
Old you were when that happened.
Well, if you remember Crosswits, I'm pretty old.
Well, this fans. Is, I mean, this Did Jeremy was a friend fans? When, like, I think even before kindergarten, or like a long, long time ago.
Really?
Yeah. I guess my first, like, friend, best friend was probably Roger Henson.
Oh, yeah,
who
Raj?
I still am friends with. Somewhat.
Really? I've never met this fella.
Yeah. He doesn't live here anymore.
He moved. Oh. He's out of state.
He lives in Antioch or something. Yeah. Not Antioch.
We're in Antioch.
Laverne.
Where does he live?
White House.
It's, like, not here.
White's Creek.
It's close. Maybe it is. Anyway.
Clarksville.
But we would just make each other laugh. We didn't have games or anything like that.
Oh, we did everything. We used to play wiffle ball,
mm-hmm.
and we would take the lineups out of the newspaper.
Yeah,
and it was either were the Phillies or the Cubs, and you had to play in that batting order from the previous night.
Oh, that's clever.
Yeah, we used to do that. Star Wars, man, we had all the Star Wars.
I remember Roger still makes fun of me because I really don't remember this, but apparently when we were little, I would like walk up to his. I'd always go to his house and knock on the door and see if Roger's home. But, like, sometimes I would do it as, like, something else or someone else. Like, I would, like, be a robot or something. I'd, like, be like, voot, voot, voot. Like, knock on the door. And his dad would answer, be like, is Roger home? He's doing his homework. I go, thank you. And, like, walk away. And he busts my chops about that.
But, that sounds like the kind of thing that you would do.
Yeah. But, you know how you, like, embellish things to pick on people.
No.
Oh.
Okay, well, I probably did it, but...
No.
I would never.
No, I'm nice.
I remember we used to...
Mike would never, ever make fun of anyone.
I remember we...
No.
We had this game where, like, the landscape... We had a lot of games. We had one game where we lived inside of a human body, and Whoa. We ran it. And, like, there was a...
We played, meet Dave?
There were, like, these two... Yeah, sort of. But, like more like Osmosis Jones or something like that.
Oh,
and there was these drainage ditches with, like, two tunnels. And those were the nostrils. And we would, like, throw rocks at him. Like, well, we're just making some boogers today. And we would, like, throw... And he had a swimming pool. And that was a vagina. And I remember it because our theory on how sex worked was... That a penis went into a vagina. Can I say these without breaking the... A penis would go into the vagina, which was the swimming pool, and a penis would come in, and we would harvest cells off of the penis to make a baby out of. Like we didn't know about sperm. Works. Well, it's kind of how it works.
You can't prove that that's not how it works.
Based on us making it up, that wasn't that wasn't too wrong.
That's a bold statement.
That's what she said.
We burned down the woods one day.
Oh, with firecrackers?
What? You burned down the woods?
Yeah, we were playing with fire.
You sure you want to tell this story?
Was this in Parsippany?
Delaware? Let's just say it was Parsippany. Mm-hmm. Let's not say it was in Willingboro. Mm. Technically, we're in Burlington when we did it.
No one died, right?
No, we lit a couch on fire, but then we thought we put the fire out.
Oh, wow.
And then we went back to Mike Dole's house, and the whole woods is on fire.
Oh, my God.
And we went to the public pool, and we stayed there all day. Just waiting for someone to come get us.
And you never got caught?
A day went by. Nobody said anything. No parents asked any questions.
Oh, wow.
Another day goes by. Nobody says anything.
It's probably immigrants.
Yeah. It probably took us a good, like, 2 weeks before we were like,
oh, man.
And could poop again.
I used to hate that when you did something and you were like, this is sooner or later going to catch up to me. And then you learn that there isn't any justice or anything. Nothing to worry about, you know?
And we had this other thing that we ran for, like, from... Probably started in fifth grade, and it ran all the way till we were in seventh grade.
Yeah,
in the old days, before you had the fobs,
Yeah,
man, I probably shouldn't be telling these stories.
What? Okay,
but nobody listened.
They're not as bad as Chad's stories.
When you go,
Chad's stories are horrific.
When you trunks always had these like emblems on them.
Oh yeah,
okay.
And you'd switch the trunk and put your key in.
Yeah,
we just go just everywhere and just yank them off.
Wow,
yank them off, and we didn't tell. It was me. And two other guys.
Yeah.
And we didn't tell anybody we were doing this. We did it for 2 years.
And had a pile of them?
First day, we tell somebody. Very first day, we tell this guy, Eef, what we do. He does it. Guy comes running out of the house. They start fighting. The cops come. And
oh my God.
The beans were spilled.
He told on you?
No. Eef was cool. I mean, it was over. We just stopped doing
it. Oh, you quit doing it.
But we took that opportunity to say, hey, I think Eef has been doing this for a while. That's why all these in this neighborhood.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
How many did you have?
Lots. I mean, like, everybody's for in the whole, like, neighborhood and further. Nobody had them on their car anymore. So Eef got busted. And
I never vandalized strangers. I would vandalize, like, teachers, school teachers I did not like who I felt had something coming to them. Mm-hmm. Or people who were
I
considered bad. No, I never did that, but...
It's pretty bad.
Oh, wow.
I didn't do any vandalism.
Nobody listens to this. I'm going to delete this part out.
Yeah, you better bleep that part.
Later, a couple years later, Eef kills a man.
What?
Him and three other guys, they beat a guy to death because the guy kept bragging about how much money he had in his house.
What?
They beat him to death, $17 in his house.
What?
And they went to rob him?
Yeah, these four guys, they would go hang out.
Eef, what?
Eef, he was Puerto Rican.
Okay.
Ephraim.
I need to know the race of people when I hear about a crime.
Yeah.
Just for my
two Puerto Ricans
records.
And two whites.
Walk into a
old guy's house. I assume they did drugs with him.
He's
like
Pop.
A 40 or 50 year old guy who hung out with teenagers.
Ooh.
So.
Teenage girls?
I don't know what went on there.
Oh, man. That's a horrible story.
They beat him to death. Two of the people went to jail for a couple years and two of them got off with probation.
How do you beat someone to death?
You beat him to death.
I got a lot of money. I'm going to beat you to death.
Yeah, and then they're going to take... Why not just rob him later?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Eve's brother broke into our house years later and tried to rob it.
Oh, one of them guys?
Yeah. Did I tell... I told those stories here.
No. I didn't know you got robbed.
Our house in New Jersey got robbed like three times. Broken
Jesus.
Into.
Unnerving.
Yeah. Where the hell? Where did you live?
It's New Jersey. It's a rough neighborhood.
I lived in a nice
part
of New Jersey.
I saw a guy die right practically in front of me before got shot. I didn't see him get shot.
Oh.
He stumbled into the KFC, and we thought he was cutting in line.
And,
and he actually, he was like trying to get help, and he
fell over dead?
He died in, in the KFC.
That's hilarious.
Wow.
They got him to the hospital, and then he died, but I mean, he wasn't going to
make it. Did you get like free dessert or anything?
We left, Sean. We left.
But
that's a terrible story, but it actually...
I'm going to need some mashed potatoes for all this, please.
It was New Year's Eve, too.
Oh.
Whoa.
And my mom had to testify in court.
What?
We used to, on our way to KFC,
yeah,
there was a bank with a clock. We used to always guess the time, and whoever came closest won.
Uh-huh.
So we had a good idea what time it was when it happened.
Oh, my God.
And so they used my mom's testimony in a timeline.
Jeez.
And they caught the guys who did it. And the funny thing is, like, they wrote the newspaper writes a story. This is when I first realized that you can't believe anything you read. That's like going into seventh grade or sixth grade, yeah, or something like that. Mm-hmm. And we read the story about what happened. And we're like, that's bullshit. That's not what happened. We were there.
Oh, you cussed.
You swore.
You cussed.
Well, I mean, it was bullshit.
Yeah.
So my mom.
You're not.
My mom looks up the guy who got shot. He's like a 19-year-old kid in school or something like that.
Right.
Yeah.
She finds his parents in the next town over and calls him up and says, hey, look, we were the people who were there. That's. She explained to him that.
Yeah,
because it basically made it sound like he just died in a parking lot alone. And there were like people around trying to help him.
Oh,
okay.
Oh,
okay.
So, and then my parents
weird.
Became good friends with him. His
weird.
Parents. Yeah.
That's heavy.
Yeah, it's a lot of. I went through
thanks for telling us about your friends.
I went through a lot of shit when I was a kid.
Wow.
You cussed again. Are you okay? Oh. You getting upset? I think
this
you're
brings back
upset.
A lot of memories.
Yeah, man.
Not upset. Just like it's.
I feel like
it's an emotional.
I know
time.
Mark a little bit better. I didn't know that.
Like when you're in sixth
rough.
And seventh grade and all that stuff's going on around you.
Nothing.
It's kind of weird.
Nothing ever happened to me.
Sorry. This is not.
You lived in New Jersey, didn't you?
Yeah.
Did you get robbed?
No, I lived in a nice part.
I didn't.
Are there nice parts of New Jersey?
It was like not
almost all of it is nice.
Not
parts.
Only did our house get robbed, like my bike got stolen. I got like robbed at
well,
knife point.
Yeah,
and
I got
stuff.
Yeah.
It happens.
I never got
assaulted
or anything. Yeah, well, you know, I mean, just typical stuff that happens to kids. Yeah. But I guess my robberies were all from
How we doing on?
Oh, sorry, guys.
How we doing on time?
944 measures.
Whoa, that sounds like a lot of measures.
It is. How are we doing?
31 minutes.
Whoa.
Not bad, guys.
Okay.
All
right.
Sorry to bring the podcast down. Remember when we were being funny?
No, we want this to not be funny, remember?
Brad asked me about my childhood friend.
Yeah, and I just broke open the dams.
Yeah.
The darns. Sorry.
Wow.
Deluge.
Sad. Are you okay,
sorry
buddy?
Sorry about...
I love
sorry.
You, man. Hey, I love you. And
sorry
I,
about that guy in KFC.
Tom Fowler.
I'm sorry about Eve or Ev. What's his name?
Ephraim.
Ephraim.
It was weird because like when he got out of jail, like I was like in high school and older, and like he was totally different. He was like...
Heart.
Yeah, that messed him up. No, it messed him up.
I bet.
Yeah, I think he went off and lived a quiet life after that.
Yeah, I feel like beating a man to death would probably change me
changes
a little
you.
Bit.
Yeah.
I'd feel bad about it.
<That's>
killed a man.
I'd feel bad about it.
Well, you know like those songs like killed a man just for snoring? Or whatever, like,
yeah.
Just to watch him die.
Yeah. Well, have you ever like tried to sleep in a place where there's a guy snoring?
Mm-hmm.
Like on a plane. I could see how, if you had a gun.
Yeah.
Like if this was the Old West and it's like, just kill him.
In our neighborhood, a guy got shot and murdered in a poker game over $5.
What?
Murdered over $5.
You.
Kid I went to school with, his dad was
did
murdered.
You live in the colored neighborhood?
Yeah.
Ah, that's why.
It
that's
was,
your
it
problem.
It was like 60-40 or
something. I
wonder
how much. We had like one colored in our high school.
I don't think we called them colored then.
You never,
no?
You never hear stories about someone getting killed for like the right amount of money though.
Right, yeah. Like,
you know what I mean?
Hey, it was $800,000, so I killed him.
Right. Well, that you sort of like be like, well, okay.
Yeah.
But like, it's like.
So $5,
it's
$17.
Like, it's like a funny little twist at the end. It's like, well, this guy broke. Or like in Cold Blood or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Like they broke in. They like raped the family, killed everybody. For like $20 or you know, or something. It's like, yeah, but that's just like ironic at the end. It's still sort of horrible, but it's like also sort of like they did all that and they didn't get anything out of it. It's like, well,
yeah, that's what makes it
it's weird.
That's how the story gets famous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should kill someone deliberately for like a penny. Or like
give me that penny.
We should find the guy who threw the nickel.
Yeah.
Oh.
We should just kill him.
I would love to murder that guy. Every time I see him, I dream about crushing his skull with a hammer.
Why does he come in?
Because he loves coffee and he likes being a dick. And he's...
Cussed.
Oh, sorry.
We all failed. You were winning, too.
Yeah. I still did better than you guys. But the thing is, he likes to... He's like a creepy old dude and likes to talk to girls. And
gross.
He's like one of those 80-year-old dudes who talks to everyone. He's like...
In my day, I'd fill you up.
Yeah.
And the other day, he came in and was talking to one of the girls who works there. He's like, you guys never played Willie Nelson. You never played any country music. And at that moment, I was playing Chet Atkins, who was like
one of the most country.
Yeah.
Country. I mean, Chet Atkins. He's like the guy who created the Nashville sound.
Baseball player?
Motown Philly, back again.
East Coast swing.
You guys ready for which is better?
I've been ready.
I'm ready.
All right.
I'm ready to pee.
Where we want to pee.
Which is better? Which is better? Which is better? I don't know. Which is better? Which is better? Which is better? Let's find out.
Really?
Now.
Yeah, it's like the producers.
Now. Sorry, I didn't.
Let's find out.
Now.
I didn't play enough of the song.
Guys.
Yeah.
Here we are.
Which is better?
Okay.
True story.
Gays versus lesbians.
Whoa. That's crazy.
It came from
are they fighting?
The mind of Gary Fletcher.
Huh.
I was like, Gary Fletcher. We don't, but we're sitting around eating with him. And it's like, hey, you got any ideas for which is better? And he said, how about this? Gays versus lesbians. So what do you guys think? Mark,
I don't. What's the difference?
Well, I guess lesbians are gay.
It means
but
gay.
Gay is a guy.
Boys versus girls. Is that what we're doing?
Yes, but gay boys.
What
versus
boys who are girls who like boys.
Guys who like girls who like that.
Blur.
Yeah.
Sean, what do you think?
Gays versus lesbians.
Which is better, gays or lesbians?
I feel like you should know this. Yeah.
What do you hate yourself?
I like gays better. Yeah. I think
I don't like any of them.
God, this is going to be hard to do without cussing.
I feel like gays have done a lot more of the great music and movies that I'm. There are a lot of gays who've been doing good music.
So you're saying gays is your feeling?
I'm just glad we don't have any gays in the military. That's all I'm.
Yeah, thank God. Because if we did, oh man, look how bad they would be doing in all the wars we're in.
Yeah,
right now.
if you hate gay people, wouldn't you want them to die in wars?
Yes.
Yeah.
Not keep them safe here in America where nothing bad ever happens?
Yeah. Go
send them to Afghanistan or New Jersey.
Yeah.
I don't understand hate crimes.
Send them to KFC.
Just send the people you don't want to die.
You understand hate crimes?
No, I'm just kidding.
No. Yeah.
I didn't realize I was speaking. I thought I was mimicking you.
Which is smarter?
Gays.
Gays are smarter than lesbians? Some of them.
Lesbians are better at getting out of work, but gays are smart at like owning companies.
Oh, wow. You're right. Well, sometimes. I've worked in some warehouses with some lesbians who were hard-working.
The smart lesbians are like their whole day is like, let me figure out how to not do anything.
Really?
Dumb lesbians are just like moving bricks and driving go-karts or whatever you call it. No, forklifts.
That's a great job.
Go-karts.
I'd love that job.
I don't know the difference. I'm going to open up a go-kart track.
You're going to move some bricks. Get the go-karts. That was my lesbian impression.
That's pretty good.
And you're going to... We better go get some bricks.
You're a bum.
Imagine putting a wig on him and having him be a lesbian.
Rouge on his cheeks. Yeah.
That'd be great.
Hey, Rock.
You're going to catch a chicken today.
Get some speed in them legs.
Punch his meat.
Well, technically, Mickey wasn't part of the where he went and punched meat. Rocky wasn't really working out at the gym that time, so he'd go see Paulie where Paulie worked, and he'd go punch the meat. So
I just finished Hulk Hogan's autobiography.
Oh, you listened to it on...
I listened to it on the
compact disc,
yeah.
Did you count all the times he said brother?
Oh, wow. I'd use all
brother,
my fingers
up. Brother, it was
up.
The 70s. I was in Tampa, brother.
It was a tell-all. I mean, it was pretty good. And in it, he was talking about when he met Sly Stallone.
That's what launched his career, pretty much.
It
Rocky III, he was Thunder Lips. Yep. After the match, you got a Polaroid with the family. I mean, what do you want to know? Just ask me anything.
Yeah, no, you got
ask
it all.
Ask me anything.
Say anything. I just heard it.
Say you, right. Say me. I don't care.
Who else was in that movie?
Mr. T. Wasn't Mr. T in that?
I'm asking Mark.
Mr. T is Clubber Lang. You want another beating? Should never come back.
Yeah, and then he and Hulk Hogan, apparently they went on a TV show and killed a guy. almost.
Yeah, Richard Belzer.
Richard Belzer, yeah.
They almost killed Richard Belzer? Why?
Oh, well, that was with Mr. T.
No, Mr. T was there.
Yeah, but Hulk Hogan put him in a sleeper hold.
In the tell-all, like, they called them and they were like, hey, you've got to come do this show. And he's like, well, we can't. And, I mean, there's more to it than that. And he's like, well, there's like these 50 kids in wheelchairs. And he's like, all right. So he goes down
all
there.
All right, I'll choke someone for kids in wheelchairs.
Well, no, he wasn't going to choke anybody. But according to him in his book, he goes down there and he's like, there's no kids.
Yeah.
And Mr. T's pissed. And
where the kids? Where the damn kids at?
So he feels like he got bamboozled. And then he's like, he says,
wait a minute.
Early in his career.
That's somebody's mom.
Is that Mr. T or MC Hammer?
Yeah.
You know, Mr. T was on Different Strokes one time.
Was he? Wow. That was the last episode, dude.
I know.
Did you ever watch the video on that where Hulk did that?
Yeah, Oh, so he gets on the thing and he's just telling the story, which he's telling the story in the book in a way that, like, someone who got arrested for hitting their wife or something is like, all right, well, okay, it was really hot that day. Yeah. I was really annoyed. And I said, are you sure you want me to do this? And he said, yes. And then, so he put him in a sleeper hold and, like, actually knocked him out.
But,
wow.
When I watch it, I feel like Belzer faked it and was trying to get paid off of it.
He got $5 million.
Yeah, I feel like.
What?
He got $5 million, and according to Hulk Hogan, after it, he was like, nah, it's cool. But then, like, a couple weeks later, then he decided to sue them.
I feel like the whole thing was, like, when Belzer got himself in that position, he's like, I'm about to get paid.
Yeah. Well, he asked for it. And then Mr. T went.
Hulk Hogan paid him $5 million?
Hulk Hogan,
McMahon,
who's the guy who runs
Vince McMahon,
WWE. McMahon, and Mr.
Yeah.
T all just had to take a bite of that.
Jeez.
Which has nothing to do with the gays or lesbians. Well,
no.
It has a little bit.
Well, it does.
To do
Hulk
with
Hogan
it.
Looks like a giant lesbian.
Yeah. So who's smarter? Gays.
Easy.
Because they're guys.
That's true.
Who'd win a fight?
What kind of fight?
A gay and a lesbian. Well,
scratch your eyes out fight or a punch fist fight? Fist fight lesbian.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. A fight where you could cheat, no holes barred.
Yeah.
Gay.
Who would win arm wrestling?
Lesbian.
Really?
I don't know. Gays go to the gym a bunch.
Gays go to the gym.
Lesbians
a lot.
Eat a lot of meat.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, they do.
But they don't. But they don't.
She's a vegetarian. Better soldier. This is all hypothetical because, as we know,
there's no gays.
They would never let.
There aren't any.
We don't know, and there's no way we'll ever find out.
We won't ask, and they won't tell.
Yeah.
And we won't know. If there were, I don't know, the Spartans in the 300 look.
Yeah, they're pretty gay.
What?
I mean,
you guys realize, like, that's a made-up version of something. It's not real.
You realize what? That it's not.
I thought that was a documentary.
No, well, there is a true.
Yeah, they're Spartans. I've seen it on a map.
Yeah, and there is a legend of the 300, but
and their leader,
what you saw on TV was made up.
No, their king was Spartacus.
I saw it in a movie theater.
And Xerxes.
Fight I think Xerxes. I saw it in a comic book too. So
yeah. Oh yeah. No. I
sorry,
think you saw
Mark.
It in, I think you saw it in a graphic novel. Hate to correct you there.
Try being married,
nerd boy.
For...
It's called a graphic novel.
Which is more useful to society?
Whoa.
Gays or lesbians?
To society.
To society.
What would we use them for?
Well,
besides making fun of them.
I mean, think what about it. When you wake up. Who's gonna make your day better? Gays who are out decorating everything, making it beautiful, writing beautiful music.
Yeah, that's true.
Or lesbians who just hate.
I think we know the answer to that. Then.
I mean, if you're a dog, well, no, gays like dogs too. Lesbians love dogs.
Yeah,
lesbians are like rednecks, though.
Some lesbians are rednecks.
Some of them. I mean, the
it
movie
depends where
ones.
You live. Like where we live, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know.
The lesbians I know.
I don't know any.
You don't know any lesbians?
I don't think so.
But what does a lesbian contribute to society? A stereotypical lesbian,
they probably pay taxes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so do we.
Yeah. But
what would they give you that a gay would?
But what do we contribute to society?
I'm not talking about us.
We have a brilliant podcast.
Yeah.
Right. We contribute laughter to people's effing
lives.
I mean,
we're talking about Barb Nelkin contributes
Laughter till I laugh.
Is she confirmed lesbian?
She's a confirmed lesbian.
Yeah,
I'm not buying it. I think she's doing it all for the stage.
Yeah. Well, that's at least the next question, which is funnier. I'm going to say lesbians.
Lesbians, I think, are...
Well, this goes back to my theory of, like,
I think
the pursuit of vagina makes you make yourself...
In the closet, gay comics are funnier.
Okay. All right.
Which in... Wait.
Are we doing the scale, the...
Like, Earthquake.
Okay.
The Earthquake and In the Closet.
And, Lavelle,
Andy Fleming.
Lavelle. Who's that? Lavelle Crawford.
Lavelle Crawford is a comic.
Are you just picking all the huge black guys with suits?
Yeah.
Are they all in the closet?
Oh, yeah. Come on. Andy Fleming.
Andy Fleming's a huge
Yeah, but
black
he's not
guy.
Funny, though.
No.
Well,
I think you're
he's funny for a lesbian.
Here.
Oh, he'd be a funny lesbian comic. I take it back. He's a hilarious...
If Katrina had been a little more of a lesbian. I'm sure
she's got like a kid and one of she's maybe
she had to have made out with girls.
She dressed like a lesbian.
She did dress like a
poor Katrina.
Like a dude.
Yeah. Probably forcing her kids to be gay. Probably.
Yeah. So that she could be more interesting.
Yeah.
It's not gonna work, Katrina.
Yeah, my son is a gay and my daughter is a lesbian.
Yeah.
And
do you think parents want their kids to be gay? Do you think any
cool
parents
do?
You know what? I want my kid to be gay.
Sure.
I think
it's an easier lifestyle.
It's got to be.
Is it?
Being gay is the coolest thing these days.
Not in the South.
It's totally in.
It's so hip right now.
I mean, if you go to the right place.
Yeah, if you're in a city.
If you wander out into the sticks and you're like, hey, could I have $5 on pump two, please?
Who's the funniest,
how much for a moon pie?
Who's the funniest gay? Think of a funny gay
Ant,
guy.
Ant.
Ant's not the funniest funny?
Gay. No, he's
horrible. Who's the funniest gay?
I guess he's the funniest.
No, there's got to be funnier gay comics.
Who's
than
the
him.
Funniest gay?
I mean, I think there's a lot of funny bi guys. Like Daniel Tosh was very gay, but he's not gay.
No.
You know, but he's also sort of gay.
He's really funny.
Is Hal Sparks funny? I've never seen his stand up.
Is he gay?
I'm trying to think of a funny gay guy.
Oh, Doogie Howser kid.
Oh, he's really funny.
He's funny.
He's funny in movies and stuff.
Is he gay?
Yeah.
Neil Patrick Harris.
I didn't know he was gay.
He him and his partner just adopted a baby, duh.
I didn't even know that.
Are you not on TMZ?
Paying attention to Us Weekly?
He's probably 100% the funniest gay guy.
Is he the funniest gay guy?
Probably.
I'm voting him the funniest gay guy.
Who's the funniest lesbian?
He was great in Starship Troopers.
Ellen DeGeneres. I think
Ellen DeGeneres
she's
is funny. Yeah.
And her stand-up, like from the early 90s
is
and stuff,
pretty
is good.
Yeah.
The one about the moose at the party. And
yeah.
She's good. I like her.
She's really funny.
Which would you rather have?
You said Kathleen Madigan's a les, right? Didn't you say that she's a lesbo?
That's a secret.
Yeah. Is that a secret?
Yeah.
It's a secret that everybody knows, but it's a secret.
Yeah, we don't talk about it.
Is that a secret?
Yes.
Why is that a secret?
Well, it's not anymore.
Well, I guess it
was. Leroy Diggler knows now. It's out.
Now everybody... it's possible that she is, but I don't know.
We're just making meatballs.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of comics...
If she is, she's really funny.
There's a lot of comics that
are... If she's lesbian, she's my favorite lesbian comic.
Yeah.
It seems like there's another funny lesbian comic.
Yeah?
All of the lesbian comics are funny. A lot of comics that are girls are lesbians. I don't know why, but I think a disproportionate, unusually high amount of
female comics
are
a lot,
lesbians.
Yeah.
Yes.
Compared to guy comics. That
you're not necessarily a lesbian if you're a female comic, but yes,
you
probably are. Yeah,
female.
You if you're funny, you are.
The lesbian female comic is the new softball player. That's the new.
Oh, is that the new joke?
It's a new thing. You know
it used to be gym coach, teacher.
Yeah, softball player. It's not comic. If you're doing stand-up comic and you're a woman, you're probably a lesbian.
Oh, okay.
Which would you rather have as a roommate?
Gay
or a lesbian?
Gay. Gay. Yeah. You think he's going to go to bed with dirty dishes in the sink? No.
Maybe. I've seen some filthy gays.
And I mean,
I went to theater school, so I know a lot of gays.
Yeah, and if you ever had a roommate that was like a girl... Sooner or later, you're like, we should hook up or something. You know what I mean? At least crosses your mind.
Really,
but I think if you had a
roommate
that was a guy, sooner or later, he'd get drunk.
What?
Like, we should fuck.
I never really did roommates.
Sorry. You never had any roommates?
Just my freshman year of college, and that was it.
Well, imagine you had to get a roommate.
What about your sophomore
year in
college?
You were living on your own in an apartment. Who would you rather have as a roommate, a homosexual dude or a lesbian? You're not really homophobic, so it wouldn't probably bother you.
No, I mean that. Yeah, I don't care about their sexual orientation. I'm thinking about who would be a better roommate.
Yeah, you think a gay would be?
Yeah,
and we're being, I don't. What's the word? Sexist? Not really.
I am. I'm pretty much gonna lean.
What's the word when you're stereotyping gay people?
Stereotyping.
It's not homophobia because we're not afraid, but it's like if you're talking about someone's race, then you're racist. You're talking about someone's sex, you're sexist. What are we doing? Because we're doing something.
Sexual orientation.
We're sexually orientatingist.
Yeah.
We're sexually orienting.
We're Zionists.
No. Yeah. No.
I want to be a Zionist.
Let's make up a word. Let's make up a word for what we're doing.
Zexting.
Zexting?
That sounds like texting.
Yeah.
But it's not.
Or naked sexting.
But it's not. It's got a Z, dummy.
It's not.
We're
agoraphobia.
We're not afraid.
We're fabulamsing.
We're queer. We're queerest. Queering.
Queer bashing.
We're.
Queering.
Fagnosticating. Really. We're fagnosticating.
Fagnostic sounds like a gay person who doesn't believe in gay God.
Yeah. I don't believe that God's gay. I believe him straight. He's a straightie.
Let's just make up a word.
Fiduciary.
Queercism. Gaycism.
Certipedic.
Gaycism. That sounds like racism. Gaycism.
Gaycist. Babada.
Gaycist. I'm going with gay.
Gaycist.
Born identity.
No. Gaycist. Queerist.
Gaycist.
Queercist.
Quercisistic.
Gaycist.
All right.
Geisha.
Geisha. Geisha. We're being geishas.
We're being geishas.
Guys,
here.
We're being geishas.
Geisha.
Which would you rather have as a parent?
As a parent?
Would you rather have a gay father or a lesbian mother?
No, thank you.
I don't know.
Not so much because for my parent, but I wouldn't like either of their partners.
Oh.
Because it wouldn't be, you're not my real dad.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Roger.
Huh. That's a tough
one. Wow.
There's no way to answer that without feeling kind of gross.
Well.
Because I'm a geisha.
One of them would be your real mom. I mean, in theory.
One of them would be your real mom's girlfriend. How do you feel about that, Ace?
I'd be okay with that. I'd be okay either
way.
Well,
you would grow up with it.
I don't know. I think if my old man had been gay, he'd be probably nicer than he was.
Yeah?
Maybe.
Maybe he was so mean because he's repressing his gay feelings. Wow.
Was your dad
gay the whole time?
He may have been.
I don't know. Maybe.
Let's ask him. Call him.
I'll call him up.
Oh, man. That'd be really uncomfortable.
That'd be really... If you knew my old man, that would be funnier to you.
Did you ever meet him, Sean?
I've never met him. No, I don't think anyone.
You guys just stay up late talking about him.
Apparently he was kind of a jerk.
He's a bit of a jerk.
Kind of a jerk.
Probably yeah.
Well, he lived in Nolensville.
Would I rather have as a parent? I don't know. I don't feel like
it all depends. If they're in the sports, dads, because then you got two guys to go to the ball games with you.
Talk about balls. Now this next question I'm gonna have to lift the ban on cursing.
Okay.
Just for the next question.
Sure, yeah. Of course, it's your podcast.
Butt fucking.
Yeah.
The floor is yours.
I think gays would probably be better at it,
I
right?
think they're probably going to clean up
the floor. Would lesbians even often. Have any interest in
clean
that?
The I mean, floor
I,
with it.
I don't think lesbians so.
I don't know
touch
what
each
they
other's
do.
Buttholes very much.
Now,
I don't think they care.
Sean, last time he was at Zany's, went on a butt fucking tirade, which is fine.
Rant.
And we usually, both he and I both sort of do that. Butt fucking.
That's our thing.
It's turned into a thing to where like we don't even notice that we do it.
Yeah, and like you talk like about it like in such a casual way that make and you don't realize other people around
right,
you cringe.
Right.
Yeah.
So we talk about it a lot, and that's come up. It's come up a lot.
Yeah.
It's kind of uncomfortable for
but,
normal
people
who don't
discuss
that every day.
Let's get this really uncomfortable for a second.
Okay.
How much butt fucking do you guys do? I mean, you get a lot of.
I do very little butt fucking. I've only had butt fucking with one butt.
Brett, try and be married for 20 years.
That's when you would think. All right.
All right. Next question.
If you guys ever want to know how to get it done, I got some tips for you.
What are the tips?
Do you want to hear
just
it?
The tip? That's the tips.
Is that the
hey
tip?
Zinger?
I don't really want to do it.
You don't
want
to do it?
Not really. I mean the
well,
one,
nobody
the
wants
one
to do
girl
it.
I did it with it was just because she was like, "Fuck my fuck my ass.
Yeah, that's
like, okay, well, I'll fuck your ass if I have to.
If you ever want any.
But there's, it's the butt. It's a butt.
I know what it is. It's I'm a just butt saying, like, if you let me know.
I don't want any tips.
All right.
It's a butt in there.
All right.
That's where the shit is. That's where all the shit
is. Yeah, I know. Yeah, exactly.
It's gross.
Yeah. Superior numbers.
Even
gay.
Who's got more blacks or
yeah. Blacks?
Blacks?
Oh no, that's the next question. Are there
what? Superior numbers?
This is like a segments of questions. Who has superior numbers, gays or lesbians?
Gays.
All right.
Really?
Numbers in what? I don't know.
Which has more blacks?
I'm just trying to get through this.
Are there more black gays or more black lesbians?
Oh yeah, black women don't play that for the most part.
Very rarely. I mean,
but when they do, they sell out.
The Wire.
They go full force.
Yeah, there's...
Oh, that's another one. Wanda Sykes. She's a lesbian comic.
Yeah.
Okay.
You mean to tell me I'm a lesbian comic? All these years I've been up on the stage talking about men now.
She actually got less funny when she
Every time you've seen her, she's got less funny.
Bit and bit.
But...
Yeah?
Are we talking about... I feel like a lot of black men have to be in the closet.
Yeah, that's probably true.
I feel like there's a lot more...
Not in the city. You don't get it.
I'm serious. I think.
I'm qualifying as a lesbian is a lesbian exclusive, a woman.
I think there's a lot of machismo
girls
in the black community.
Yeah.
And that...
A lot of geishas who don't...
A lot of geishas are right. Like, hey...
You can't
be gay. You
can't be gay.
Don't be gay around me.
Okay.
They hate it.
I feel like there's...
Tracy Morgan, right there.
Yeah, there you go.
Exactly.
And he's black, so there. That's
I thought I didn't know anything proof. About when we were talking about the Swamp Thing episode. I know very little about gays and lesbians. I'll be honest with
really?
You. I don't know a lot about them.
They're out
What's
there.
To know?
Yeah, they're out and about.
Which likes women more?
Whoa!
Well, as friends, I mean, gay guys.
I don't think either of them.
Gay guys love women.
No,
they love women. Fashion, dressing things up. They have hags.
I don't think they do.
I think they like women the way they like dogs. They don't really connect with them. Maybe they do. Maybe
they only like fat women. They like fat women because they think they're
beards.
Because they can like probably pick up a check or something.
Mm. Yeah, why do they like?
It's just fat
women.
They just love fat women.
What do they get out of that? I guess they both kind of know what it's like.
It's their bestie. It's their bestie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I probably should get into it.
But lesbians obviously like women.
You should get into it. Yeah. Mark.
You never really see a lot of like...
Are you trying to keep some fun out of this show?
Oh, just... It's all work related over the years of working in an office environment. And you can see how they all...
You don't need to name any names.
Pretty much every gay guy that I've worked with had, you know, another woman in the office who is kind of like their...
His bestie.
Their bestie.
Oh, man.
They're inseparable.
Well, but you never see that go the other way. You don't really see a lot of lesbians who have, like...
guy friends.
A guy friends. I mean, sometimes
fat,
you do.
Fat, straight friend.
Right.
I mean, I had one good lesbian friend at work that she, like, got along really well with guys at work.
Yeah.
And she really didn't talk to women. I mean, she did, but she would interact with the guys more. But that seemed kind of like a weird thing.
Well, it's sort of like to a lesbian, there's no use for me. You know what I mean? Like, if a girl's a lesbian, it's like, well, I don't relate to you on any level.
Yeah. Like, so, I worked with her, and then, like, we, you know, talk about music and movies and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
I don't know. That's great. Know.
Yeah.
Which would you rather be?
Lesbian. That way I can be with all these hot women.
Yep.
Well, Sean, you're gay, so it's gonna be hard for you to answer.
Yeah, that's true.
It's be tough.
I think if
what if you could be a straight gay guy?
Ooh.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
Well, you know how you're straight and everybody thinks you're gay.
Yeah.
You could be
what
gay.
What if you were gay and
everybody thought
you were
straight?
And like no matter what you tried.
Everybody just assumed you
like,
were straight.
You'd hit on a guy and he'd be like, you're such a great friend.
Yeah.
You know, and then like,
oh man.
That'd be great for you. Your life would turn around.
Yeah?
Get it out of the doldrums and the gutters.
Which has better slurs?
Oh.
You know, frankly, I'm offended.
Gays.
And I don't like any slur.
Gays has much
I don't
better
like
slurs.
Any slur to any
what
sexual
are...
orientation at
Dyke.
All.
That's
Dyke.
The only...
We... Carpet muncher.
We're
carpet
not,
muncher.
We are not getting into this. I don't like any of them.
Faggot is like one of the great slurs.
Yeah.
It's one of like the great slurs.
Cocksucker.
Yeah, you fucking cocksucker.
You say that to straight people, though.
You fucking faggot.
I know, but it's...
Faggot's great. That's one of the best words.
It's the new N-word. It's the new N-word. You're not going to be able to say it for much longer.
I know, but that's what's exciting about it.
It's going away.
No.
That's why it's good, is because it's like, oh, no,
it's like 1966 N-word.
Uh-oh.
10 years, you won't be able to drop it. It'll be the new F-word.
Well, nobody, you're not allowed to drop it now.
Yeah, no, but...
No, you can if you are one. It's sort of like the same rule.
I'm saying, I'm not going to just say faggot when I'm around people.
There was a time when you could.
People get fired for saying that the way you get fired for the N-word.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Like celebrities on TV.
It's
a whole new world.
All right, guys. Well, which is better?
Gay. Easy.
Gay.
Gay. Yeah, I think gay is not good out of the park.
Gay is good.
Yeah, gays are awesome.
Lesbians, I mean, in the movies are sexy, but that's not a real thing. We live near a very lesbian bar, and not too often you see pretty girls around there.
No. Not very often, no.
It's only, like, in the movies that guys produce and they cast. Right.
I think it's just because, like, women are okay with pretending to be lesbians. It's
the fantasy. It's the fantasy. It's... Why do guys want to see two women so bad?
Because it's
not really. They want to see one woman,
right?
And if there's another one, then
they just don't want a guy.
You know what? They want more than two women. Three. You know what? They want three, four. You know what? Four, five. There's no.
Isn't that a Louis Ramey bit?
Is it?
Yeah.
Who's Louis Ramey?
I never heard of him. He's probably some homo.
He's a black guy. He's like,
oh, no, he can't.
What do you like more than? What do you like more than one woman? Two women. What do you like more than two women?
It's probably
five women.
Sounds like a count.
Would you like?
It sounds like a count from the Sesame Street bit.
15 coffees,
or one great giant coffee.
That's a Sean Perry.
What?
Bit.
Oh, all my friends from Nippers Corner Starbucks loved your.
They did.
Everybody loved you.
Because they got a kick out of all making fun of the people who come in.
Oh, yeah.
But then I felt guilty because I'm their customer.
Yeah. Hey. They hate you.
No,
dude.
They like me. Why would they come see me do comedy?
Just because.
Would you go see that old guy do comedy that your nickel jar?
If he was going to be like really sad, like if he's going to do poorly.
And I tip every time.
Oh,
you tip? Yeah, you're
time.
Fine.
At least a
you're
dollar.
Fine.
I don't know if I told you this.
Tell me.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Happy birthday, Gary. Happy.